Hey, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And tonight we're going to talk about when this will be over. When this will be over. If they win, I'm going to show you exactly what will happen if they win. Okay, it's going back and forth, teeter-tottering. You know, we get a lull in between. It's called the in-between. The in-between variants. We're already having a new variant. How many of you are familiar with the fact that we are already having a new variant? We haven't even got past the moronic one. In Israel, the Floriana variant is now set free on the people of Israel. Oh, those Israelis are now running with this new and improved bullshit. I mean, whatever. How long will the people of Israel keep on following Moloch? How many will you keep on following Baal? How many will you keep on following these Zionist sons of Belial that you believe is taking care of Israel? They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a shit about you Israelis, you Hebrews. They don't care. You Israelites. I'm not using the word Jew because it's a very derogatory term. It's an insulting term if you actually understood what the word meant. How long will Israel keep on following Moloch? You know, back in the Old Testament, and you know, the first five books of your Torah, you know, they talk about a time when people of Israel were sacrificing to the god of Moloch and Baal, throwing their offspring to the fiery pits. Remember that? Remember those stories? Well, this is the same thing. You are literally, voluntarily sacrificing your DNA and your bloodlines to this demonic influence. How long will you keep on following bullshit? It amazes me. The people of Israel, gone through all the bullshit you've gone through since the days of the Roman Empire, you know, and when Israel fell at their hands, to this current day, you've gone right back full circle. Buddy of mine there, he's a podcaster in Israel. He keeps saying to me that they're still walking around in the desert. I have a tendency to agree, but this time around, the whole world's walking with you. Floriana flu, it means a foul RN is what it means. It's an analogram. They're using the nursing industry to inject you with this foul shit. I'm not sure what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take, honestly. I really don't know what it's going to take. But I want to play something. I had to get that off from the word get-go. Some of you might say, well, you're being anti-Semitic. No, I'm not anti-Semitic. I am Semitic. I just happen to be of the Semitic culture, not necessarily from Israel, but Semitic culture, as I explained before, goes all the way to the other side of the Mediterranean by Spain and Portugal, Northern Africa, Southern Europe, all the way across the Middle East and past. The Semitic culture is a pretty extensive culture. The Israelites or the Hebrews happen to be one aspect of the Semitic culture. They're not the only ones. So what I'm saying here is real. You are repeating history again. Blindly following Baal, blindly following Moloch, blindly following the children of Belial. Are you effing kidding me? Why would you do this? Also, that you can go to a fucking movie house, go to a restaurant. You would trade your birthright for a bowl of porridge? Are you kidding me? This is all your history. I'm just repeating it. Ain't it time you opened your eyes? Ain't it time that you used the brain between the spaces in your ears that God gave you? Can you not see you're repeating history again? What, you need another Moses to divide the Red Sea before you open your eyes? What? Holy jumping, man. They're going to wipe you out. They don't have to put you in a concentration camp. Oh, no, you're already in one. It's called the State of Israel. And your Zionist leaders are the ones marching you into the vaccination chamber. Nothing new here. Just the method of killing you is changed somewhat. It's more efficient. You have less money on gas, you know, that kind of thing. It's easier to make a vaccine that can destroy your genetic code. Inject some kind of program operating system from an artificial intelligence that can activate the nanobiotech that they're putting inside you. I mean, how many of you got to die before you wake up? We got the same problem in Canada. I mean, I'm not crushing Israel for any reason. We got the same stupid shit going on here. Now, let me get back to scenario. They already gave us how they're going to win. I'll tell you how they're going to win this. Not how they're going to win. Sorry. I'll tell you what's going to happen if they do win this. Let me rephrase that because I said that wrong. Let me tell you what they're going to do when they win this. They're going to change the very fabric of language. They are going to destroy language. They're going to create a language that you will talk the bullshit walk that they want you to talk. So let me put this on for everybody so that everybody can see what's going on. How about that? So we can see what's going to happen if they win. Hold on. Give me a minute.
It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words. You won't have seen the dictionary, 10th edition yet, Smith. It's that thick. 11th edition will be that thick.
Well, the revolution will be complete when the language is perfect.
The secret is to move from translation to direct thought to automatic response. No need for self-discipline. Language coming from here, not from here.
Excuse me for intruding, but what you're saying is that we should be rid of the last vestiges of Goldsteinism when the language has been cleaned. I couldn't be more in agreement with you, brother.
Absolutely.
Praise be to our leader and the party workers. Other munitions production figures are as follows. 70,000 M20 tank destroyers with 76 millimeter
caps. Smith, sign. It's an encouraging thought that by 2050 not a single person will be able to have a conversation like this.
Except the probes.
The proletariat don't count for animals. See the hanging? Messed up myself. Bloody committees. Double bluff's good, this. Do you know? I don't think there's a single piece of meat in this, do you? Looks like meat. Tastes like meat. Isn't meat at all. Double plus good. Not like it, Smith.
Yeah, oh yes, it's too rich for me.
Do you mind if I,
Brothers and sisters, the battle for production has been won. Completed returns show that the standard of living has risen by no less than 20% over the last year. All over Oceania, there have been spontaneous demonstrations of party workers voicing their gratitude and joy. In honor of...
That's the propaganda machine that they're giving us now. Everything that they have been saying for the last 2 years has been all based on a mathematical equation. There's absolutely no substance to what they have said. In fact, everything they have said has been a lie. Everything they have said has been based on a mathematical equation. You notice that in that little excerpt I recorded, that they were pointing out the percentages and the statistics of food and people and this and that. It's the same thing that the media is doing now. And you notice at the very beginning they were talking about language and now they were rewriting and destroying the language so that you, everybody will be speaking the same language, interpreting it exactly the same way. One mind, one language. Back to the days of Noah, Nimrod, and that whole historical effect. The programming will be running full on when they win. If they win. And as long as everybody is speaking the same bullshit, this is a sign that we're heading in that direction. It's a lie. The whole effing thing is a lie. All of it. There's not one thing out there that they have spoke of, that they have produced, that they have manufactured, that has any truth in it whatsoever. A pandemic that nobody can see. How convenient. Everybody's afraid of something that might happen. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You might get hit by a car when you go out the door. Are you going to stay inside the rest of your life? Shit, you might slip and twist your ankle and fall and bump your head and die. Are you going to not move around anymore? Shit, you might ride your bike and somebody might come smashing you with a car, truck, motorcycle. A plane might fall down on you. Are you going to be afraid to ride a bike? Hell, you might be on the washroom and your turd might get stuck up your backside, causing an intestinal rupture. Are you going to not take a shit anymore? I mean, this is how ridiculous this is. Pandemic. I mean, nobody in Canada or America has ever seen a real pandemic. Nobody. Nobody. We have seen outbreaks, yes, that we've seen. But a pandemic? No, we've never seen one. We still haven't seen one. If we had seen a pandemic, a real pandemic, in this country, in Canada, as well as the rest of the world, in Israel. Are you listening to me, Israel? Are you listening? If you had seen a real effing pandemic, everybody in the state of Israel would already be dead because they never identified this thing. You'd be walking down the street, boop, there you go. Same in Canada. Nobody's ever seen anybody just drop dead in front of them. And all the deaths that we are hearing about are in the hospitals. Hasn't anybody connected the dots here? Go to the hospital. You died of COVID. Stayed at home. You're okay. Walking down the street. You're okay. Go to the hospital. Died of COVID. Sounds like an execution center to me. Then we got our premier. Our premier. Ain't he a beaut? Ain't that guy such a, you know, cheeky kind of guy? Ah, cheeky. You ain't going to be able to do things anymore. We're right back to 2020. Have you noticed that? We're back in the loop. Back in the loop. And now our prime minister now is monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Maybe he's part of that monkey family. Who knows? Macron decided, well, this is for France. This is for France, the French people of France. Macron has decided he has a hard-on for the unvaccinated in France. And he's going to make your life a living hell. These are his words. He's going to make it as unbearable as he can while he's in office. Or till the duration of the pandemic. Now, our prime minister is saying the same thing. Ooh. It seems to me, that they want a civil war. They want us to burn down Parliament. They want us to burn down Queen's Park. They want us to burn down the capitals of these provinces in Canada. They are pushing the envelope to see how much more they can push Canadians. And unfortunately, sad to say, there's a small percentage of us that won't get pushed, but the rest, unfortunately, will fall off the cliff. That's unfortunate. More for me, less for them. Put me in your will before you go off the cliff. Then I can fight, because now I have something to fight with, more to fight with. Yeah, like I said, you know, we are in a war. We have been in a war for the last 2 years. We've actually been in a war for the last 15, 20 years. We just haven't realized it because we're too busy partying hardy and carrying on like there was no tomorrow, that this was going to last forever. Well, they distracted us with the partying and, you know, chasing the women and chasing the guys and chasing the dollar and chasing the position and chasing. They were planning and building. 1981, they were saying back in 81 that there was going to be a population problem and they needed to weed out the smart people from the dumb people, and the best way to do it was to create a fake pandemic. This is, again, from France. And the stupid ones would line up to get the jab, but the smart ones wouldn't. Now they're pissed off because there's too many smart people. They're not going to get their $500 million that they wanted to get, or their $600 million, depending if you're from the Protocols of Zion or for the Georgia Guidestones, depending which numbers you want to go by. The Protocols of Zion wants $600 million, and the Georgia Guidestones says $500 million. Probably going to be closer to 6, because 6 is a satanic number anyway. Think about that. Too many smart people. Might be just enough to topple a government. Might be just enough to be so fucking pissed off that they won't have a moment's rest because somebody, somewhere, someplace, somehow may come after them. Imagine that. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid that they can't get everybody and erase this timeline, that there might be a bleed out into the next reset. In other words, what that means, essentially, is if there's enough of us left around that can remember what was really real and what isn't really real and the bullshit that we're seeing today, if a lot of us somehow survive what's going on, the slaughtering and the planicide that's going on right now, what will happen is the last reset, which we're in right now, will bleed into the new reset, and it could undermine everything. We're heading for war. Right now, we're in a biological and psychological war. We have been in a psychological war since the 50s. It has taken that long to get people to this level of stupid and this level of dumb, where they can't see the forest for the trees. They don't, if you ask them where their nose was, they might point to their arse. That's how stupid they've become. And so it's taken that long with just the psychological part of it. And then they hit us with biochemical warfare and biological warfare by adding all kinds of chemicals and genetic agents into our food supply. That took about 40 some odd years. Fifty years to reach. So between the 60s and 70s, when they engage in the psychological warfare, and in the 70s, when they engage in the biological and the biochemical warfare, and then in the 80s, when they started instituting engineering, well, actually, it goes right back to the 60s again, with the AM signals and the FM signals, they started their frequency wars with the music and the media and the television and the movies and the radio. Okay, and every decade they've increased the advancement of these technologies. They got everybody listening to a heavy bass back in the 70s and the 80s. Then they changed the frequency and the pitch of these speakers so that they could actually present messages to you while you were listening to your favorite jammer. And a lot of the music has subliminal programs inside the music. Even the television that was going through your eyes with blue beam and blue. Remember when the blue tube came out? The blue tube? Sony came out with the blue tube, and there was another one. Another Japanese company came out with a blue tube to give you a sharper, clear, crisper picture. That was so they give you a sharper, crisper assault on the brain, imprinting in your brain whatever the program was that was coming through the television. So we've been at war for even a longer period than time, but in the last 20 to 25 years, the war effort against us has increased exponentially. 1947 is when they started chemtrailing. Now look at the sky. We don't have a sky. All we got is this haze above us. And every time it snows and it rains, you have a runny nose. You have a congested bronchi. You can't breathe out of your lungs. And then you run to the hospital. You think, oh, I got COVID. Oh, I got COVID. No, you've got nano poisoning. You got an epigenetic assault going on your respiratory system. Then you go into the hospital and they pump in oxygen, which causes high level of oxidative damage where these metals are embedded in your lungs and in your sinus cavity. Then you wind up dying from just basically oxidative stress, heart failure. You know, they know what they're doing. I was reading something today, and some doc, there's a couple places I'm going to show you tonight where actually they, you know, it's interesting. Brian396 and myself for 13 years have been telling you what we've been telling you. We've been warning you about nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanoengineering, the different aspects of nano. He had a plethora of information. I have a plethora of information. He actually way more than I had. He had pictures and illustrations. He had, and he's being recognized all over the world for his studies as well. Yet nobody calls him for an interview. Never understood that. Yet he's being recognized everywhere in his depository in the archives that he's been planting the stuff, and everybody's reading his stuff now. I had a letter from Israel today that people are looking at my stuff and they're amazed at what I'm talking about. You need to wake the bloody hell up. There's two doctors out there talking this stuff now, saying the exact same things that we said 13 years ago, where they're getting it wrong. The one doctor's telling you he's an alkalized diet. The guy's an idiot. Gives you all this information, tells you to eat an alkalized diet. You'll just feed that nano like there's no tomorrow. This is where the stupid part comes in there. So I don't know if these guys are implants, Hollywood bullshitters. The thing is, this is what happened. Brian396 and myself got on the nano before anybody else was talking about it. Nobody was actually giving us the time of day. Everybody was too busy looking at 5G and 4G and 3G and 2G and EMS and ELFs and looking at all these genetic stuff and bioengineering and blah, blah, blah. But nobody paid attention to the nano. And we kept on promoting it, propagating. I did videos on it. I did radio shows on it. He talked about it when he could. Nobody gave us the time of the day, and I kept on talking about it. He got fed up and said, heck with it. They're not listening. Why bother? Let them die. I almost came to the same conclusion. And he still kept on, though. He still kept on putting out information. He just didn't do it as vocally as I did, but he did through another medium, through the internet, through other sites. And we both got on this before they had a chance to set up their Hollyweird bullshitters, salespeople, to get on board. And see, what they wanted to do is they wanted to sell you more nanoparticle products. More nano silver, more nano gold, more nano this, more nano everything. But because I think we got onto this before they had a chance to do anything, I think it curtailed some of this. At least I like to think so. And so they did sell the nano silver. They're still pushing the nano silver. I just saw another product. I couldn't believe the bullshit. You know, anybody who's got two brain cells still functioning can go on my site and look up nanotoxicology, and you can see plain as day, the research is right there, that nano silver causes DNA strand breakage and it's a conductor. They want to put materials inside your body that can be conductive or added with another component to become superconductive, like zeolite. They want those inside you so that the charge from these particles will charge the nano construction more to advance more rapidly and to cause more genetic damage. What part of silica and aluminum? I mean, seriously. I mean, and a lot of you don't even read. Oh, zeolite, it does all this, does that, takes this, it takes that, blah, dee, dee, oh, it does, oh, ha, he, ha. But nobody actually reads what the components are made out of. Silica and aluminum, two toxic metals. silica you can't break down attaches itself to your skeletal system, your central nervous system, and causes mutations of the DNA and damage. Well, we all know what aluminum does. You put them together, you got a superconductor. Imagine that. There are some terms you need to look up. Diametric, diamagnetic, and paramagnetic. See, everyone's wondering why graphene is causing things to stick. Graphene is a diamagnetic. Did you know that? What diamagnetics do is they repel magnetic fields. They're either repelled by them or they will repel them. Imagine that. Now, what happens when iron oxide, which is a paramagnetic, attaches itself to the graphene? Well, the graphene repels it and the iron attracts it. Now you got two opposing forces going on there. That in itself can produce a charge. Now, the interesting thing about a magnetic field is that when something's paramagnetic, it takes on the force and the magnitude of the magnetic field that it's exposed to. So what can happen is, because graphene is also a conductive superconductor, it can then create a charge to amplify the magnetic effect of the iron oxide, since it is repelling it. And because you can run a charge, your bioelectric will run a charge. So you got something in there that is paramagnetic, and you got something that is diamagnetic. You might want to look those terms up so you can get the full skippy on some of the bullshit that some of these doctors are talking about regarding to graphene. Nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanogenetics will go into your system, will create networks, will create all kinds of circuitry in your system, because your own body's biochemistry, bioelectric, and body temperature will charge it up. Quantum dots can hold a charge, further acting as a capacitance or a battery to further cause the system to advance in its networking. Now, if you hit it with an EMP and cause the molecules to actually expose and touch each other, you can create miniature little explosions that causes these things to literally burn out and then come out of your body. And if you wipe out the program, it can no longer assemble because it doesn't have the operating system functioning anymore to do this. Imagine that. Carbon is a superconductor. That's why they wanted you to take carbon C60, because once it got inside of you, it can now be utilized by the nanotechnology, nanobiotech that's inside of you, to further charge up the system. There's no resistance with carbon. When you run an electrical field through it, or magnetic field, or heat, nothing stops it. There is absolutely no resistance. Imagine that. Imagine that. So they have been putting stuff into us for quite some time. That's why you have the bucket. That's why you have the triangle. That's why you got the static surges. This is why I tell you stay away from zappers, spookies, rice, TENS machines. Anything that will repetitively hit this thing will activate a defense. It self-replicates, self-repairs, and self-assembles. And until you understand that this thing is acting like a biologic, but it isn't. It's a synthetic biologic, or a synthetic. But it has the capacity to be adaptive. Till you understand that, you're just going to be pissing in the wind if you keep following these goofballs. And it's interesting now, because they are saying what we said as far as this forming circuitry, forming all these things, and now they're saying it. We've been saying it for 13 years. Finally, maybe, perhaps, some of you will listen now. Because this is going to kick ass and take no prisoners. And they're talking about this with the injections. This is already going on in your bodies. This is the thing that they're not getting. This is the thing that they have missed out. The injections will create nothing on their own right away. They will eventually. but because you already have the foundation already inside of your bodies. And this is where none of them are getting it. None of the doctors that are talking about this research are actually getting this at all. Nor have they spoken about this at all. We've been telling you that this stuff is already in you. It's already assembling. It's already networking. And it's propagating itself as we're speaking, because you're breathing it, eating it, drinking it, and you're exposed to it. What these guys are missing by a country mile is the fact that you already got the foundation already in you, so that they do inject this shit inside of you, it then starts to immediately get connect and expedites the assembly and the networking in the system. One doctor was seeing something, and like I said, what he saw was already in the body for 3 years. He didn't get that. He didn't understand it. He didn't see that. He just made some kind of connection with the injection, but he missed the important part. They've already had stuff inside of you already established. Why do you think you have respiratory issues? Why do you think you have arthritic issues? Why do you think you have digestive disorders? Why do you think you have diabetes? Why do you think you have heart issues? Why do you think you're feeling pain all the time? Because your body is body's energy source is being sucked in by this technology. It is using you and your DNA to construct a network within you. When they inject this stuff inside of you, what winds up happening is it attaches itself directly into your DNA, and then it further gets connected to other parts of the assembly that's already there, overwhelms the system, bleeds the energy out of you dry, and you drop dead. This is why they're saying you got 3 months to 2 years, depending on when you got the injections and what you got at the very beginning. They want you to say, and they got everybody convinced saying, oh, it wasn't from the injection. No, no, they didn't die from the injection. Well, they're dead. And you can connect the dots. They weren't dying before they had the injections. They were healthy before they had the injections. There was no pandemic that killed them. No flu that came along and said, oh, gotcha, sucker, you're going to die. Nothing like that. Imagine that. I was watching something today about South Africa, and they have created a level of destitution in Africa because they're blaming that COVID killed so many Africans. You know, I honestly think I'm watching a comedy sometime. The media is such a joke. The media is not something anybody should ever believe. It's fairy tales. We don't need to read about Mother Goose. Just open the Windsor Star, the Detroit News, New York Times, Washington Post, Huntington Post. These are fairy tales. You have no freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, as long as it goes along with the narrative, you can talk freely. And in this corner, we have Corona, the nothing virus. But we're going to blow it all to hell to make everybody afraid of a boogeyman that doesn't exist. And in this corner, we got people here. They're too stupid to tie their shoe with Velcro. We can easily convince them to buy into, we can sell them, sell ice cubes to an Eskimo in Alaska. And in this corner, we will sell them the ice. I'm watching two sides to come out. You want a clean fight? No low blows. Shake hands. Come out hitting. And one side saying, come out hitting. What are we doing? Not realizing you're in a war. I got on here also about a doctor who's now serving charges about all the things that he did with the nano in regarding to integrating these things with genetics and DNA, you know, gain of function. Gain of function. In other words, they took something and they gave it a different functionality. He took biology, incorporated with nanotechnology in the operating system of the nanotechnology, and weaponized everything about it. And this is what they want to inject in all of us. Think about that. Think about that. How do you like me becoming a machine? Halfway, midway, all the way. How would you like to lose all aspects of your biological identifier to your creator? How would you like to lose all your DNA? How would you like to lose every shroud, every evidence, everything that has connected you to God? How would you like to lose all that just so that you can be a living database, a machine that can be, we can push a button and get a and command you to do whatever we like to do? How would you like to trade your entitlement to divinity that God has given you and blessed you with for, you know, being a machine, being a program, being an operation? How'd you like that? You know, that's, how'd you like to make, what a deal. You get to stay on this shithole, I mean this planet. You have all this information, all these, this programming running through your system, throughout your DNA, and we get to control you. What a deal. Trade your divinity for slavery. Hey, what more could you get? What more could you ask for? You know, that's the objective. That's the game here. You know, when Satan went to Eve and said, "You'll be like God. You'll be like God if you eat that tree. You'll know good from evil. You'll be like God. You'll be like God." That was the whole sales pitch. That's what got mankind to fall. You'll be like God. Meanwhile, what wound up actually happening is she downloaded a program or an operating system, which is what that fruit was, Tree of Knowledge, database, if you actually look at it. So in getting this information and this data, they traded their divine place in the heavens to a database that's controlled, a controlled database. You'll know from good from evil, you'll be like God. Whammo, here we are, shithole of the universe. We have knowledge. We don't know what we're doing with it, but we have knowledge, and look where it got us. A shithole. A glorified shithole. They had a garden, ate whatever they liked, didn't have to worry about cholesterol, didn't have to worry about nothing. Perfect temperature. Now you get this idea that they were some kind of paradise, and they traded that for this? Here we are. What a deal. Woo! We need to do that again. Not. And you know what? The same choice has been given to us in every reset. It's only been a small handful that have said no. And the rest have gone off the cliff. Yeah, you're going to have knowledge. Science ain't science anymore. See, the terminology is even not even accurate. Science used to mean the understanding of the truth. That's all it meant, or the discovery of the truth. That's what the word actually meant. And today we're saying follow the science. Like what? It's a religion? It's God? Oh, great science. Oh, I'm going to follow you right off that effing cliff. Oh, great science. Oh, I have what I consider a scientific mind. I look at things from all different angles, and I try to analyze things correctly and as much to the best of my ability with the knowledge base I have in order to come to the understanding or the realization of the truth. That's true science. Now, would I follow the science? No, don't follow. There's only one thing anybody should be following. That's the truth. And it ain't from, and we don't have the truth on this planet. It's in short supply. It's in short supply. Look at Israel. Another lie? The Florana pandemic is loose now. Come get your shot. Get your fifth shot. Get your sixth shot. How many shots is it going to take before the people of Israel realize that they're dying? You don't have to worry about the Palestinians. You don't have to worry about the Assyrians. You don't have to worry about the Jordanians. You don't have to worry about anything. You're going to be dead anyway. Keep taking the jab. Sooner or later, there's not going to be enough of you, or whatever's left of you won't be strong enough to fight. The wind will knock you on your ass. This goes for Canada. This goes for the States. This goes for the United States as well. Keep the bullshit up and you ain't going to have enough strength to do anything. Now they want the soldiers in America to get the shot because they got a vaccine now that covers all forms of COVID. Surprised they haven't had a revolution over there. You know, the lies and the perpetuating of lies, this is the science of deceit. And we all know where that comes from. We all know where that comes from. You need to recognize and realize that if it doesn't edify, build, and set you free, and all it does is gives you, a placebo and keeps you trapped. Have some fruit. It's good for you. Have a candy. It's sweet. Ooh, I'll have the candy. It tastes better than the fruit, but the fruit has actually got something good for you. The candy just breaks you down. Have another bite of candy. You know, that's been our biggest fight since our existence. Determining the truth and taking what we need as opposed to what we want or what we like. When I was watching that Matrix movie, again, this might be a spoiler for some of you. In the end, the AI is having a discussion. He's talking to Neo when he's trying to stop a bullet. He said the first AI that preceded him, in other words, that the AI had upgraded, the AI said the first one was facts, dealt with the facts, and as a result of dealing with the facts, they had limited control. When he took over, he figured out it was easier to control people with their emotions or feelings. Because when somebody, give you an example, a prime example, back in the 60s, if it felt good, do it. Free sex, it feels so good, do it. Get a buzz, get high, oh, it feels so good, do it. Drop some acid, man, it feels so good, do it. And you've seen what happened to that generation. They were devastated. Brains were scrambled from all the drugs, burned out from all the diseases that they had spread among each other, which is what they had intended. Programmed with all the frequencies that they were pumping through them at the time, to the hard rock and the hard guitar, hitting all kinds of tones, frequencies, and pitches that hit the system and accelerated the programs to insert themselves into the people. Come a long way, but nothing's changed. The only thing that has changed is the sophistication of the assault. Somebody wrote a buddy of mine a letter or a comment. They liked my YouTube channels and they wish they could do more, blah, blah, blah. And they said, my shows are a little bit hardcore. You know, I don't really give out too much positive things anymore. I always give out things on these shows as far as remedies and things that can help you. But see, again, we're going back to a feely, touchy situation here. What you need to hear is what's going on so that you then can decide how you want to circumvent or neutralize what's happening. See, I'm not in every situation. I'm not an all-seeing, computer. I can give you information based on what I know, based on my own experiences. And I can give you information based on other people's experiences that have shared with me their experiences. But If you don't know what you're fighting, if you don't know what you're dealing with, to the extent that you're at, you'll get into this comfort zone thinking that you've done your part. And you got to remember something. Everybody needs to remember this. They never stopped at 5G. They never stopped at 4G. They never stopped at 3G. They are going to continually perpetuate the advancements of their weaponry until they win or until we do. If it gets to the point where they're destroying the language and turning it into a one world language, we're done. We've lost. Those of us who are still alive will be living in whatever, wherever we can, to be not seen or heard, no footprint. Because we know if we get found, it's a death sentence. That's what will happen. So when I'm telling you what I'm telling you, I am actually being quite positive, because I'm giving you the full scale of what you need to see. Hell, I've been telling you this stuff for 2 years. For 2 years, I've been about what's been going on. I've been telling you this stuff longer than that since I've been doing these shows. But in the last 2 years, I've been hitting it home. The level of devastation that this is going to bring upon us if we're not ready and to get ready. I've been telling you to prep. I've been telling you to put your food supply out, you know, save, store that. I've been telling you to, you know, get silver. I've been telling you to, you know, get assets, physical assets that you can barter and trade. I've been telling you that forever. Life, as we know it, has come to an end. There is no going back. Kansas is on fire and is burnt to the ground. We saw what they did to Colorado, didn't we? In Boulder County, they hit it with directed energy weapons. They may have even actually turned on the smart meters to create the devastation that they did. I was going to say, a buddy of mine actually caught that up in Saskatchewan. We were talking, he sent me an email, and he said, you know, it might have been the smart meters. And I thought, you know what, he might be right. It'd be the easiest way to start a fire. All I'd have to do is send a signal to the box. Whoop, there you go. It's on fire. You know, microwave. It's all it would take. See, they have set us up. They're not even allowing you to have your home as a shelter. They have weaponized your home. And then a lot of you went and bought these smart appliances that this telephone can talk to your radio can talk to your television can talk to your dryer can talk to your washer can talk to your dishwasher can talk to your thermostat. Imagine that. AI all around you. And then some of you bought that Siri, and what the hell is the other one? I can't think of the other one. You know, Alexa, Alexa! What's the capital of blah, blah, blah? Instead of you looking it up. Alexa this, Alexa that, before you know it. You ain't going to be able to fart out of your ass without asking Alexa, is it okay if I pass some gas? I got a cramp in my gut. Is it okay? Alexa, oh, thank you, Alexa. It's sad. It really is sad. I'm laughing, but it's sad. It really is. We have allowed an effing machine to give you permission. Are you effing kidding me? Trade a divinity for a machine. A machine that can control you. Woo! Excite me. This is what it's come to. Back to the days of Noah. One mind, one language, one program. You know, I hear and obey. Imagine that. Something to think about. Some of you may think this is negative. I don't believe in the universal consciousness. Let me get this to all of you. I believe in the living God. And I believe that script was already written for us to be able to see it. I actually believe that the Bible was written backwards. Because if we look at the the Hebrew and the Middle East, they usually write from right to left. And I think the book of Revelation should have been the first book, not the last one. Because we are going backward. We're not going forward. Time is not moving forward. We're moving back. Bible tells us we're going back to the days of Noah. We're not going forward to the days of Noah. We're going back to the days of Noah. I really think that our time has been inverted. We have somehow are running on a parallel, bizarro pattern. Because everything that we're seeing in the book of Revelations, everything we're seeing in Genesis, everything we're seeing in all points in between, it seems like instead of going to the end of the world, the end of the world I think has already hit, and we're just going back to it, back again. I can't explain the paradox I'm trying to convey. But in order for everything to be prophesied, it had to have either already have happened, or it happens in some universe or some parallels, and we're it. It's like God is looking in the tube of time, and this particular galaxy or universe or whatever is being enacted on, and God has seen the front of it, and he's speaking to it to us from a historical effect. In other words, it already happened as far as he's concerned. Again, I can't put it precisely the way I see it, but I'm looking at a lot of things. I'll give you something to ponder on. Many different answers will flow from this. Go read Genesis 6. Go read Genesis 6 from the Bible. King James Version, whatever. Now ask yourself, now when you read that, don't read it like a machine. Read it with the thought in your mind when you read that. And ask yourself this question. What could have caused such a divergent act that would have separated God from mankind? Think about that. God had dwelt upon among men. It doesn't say in Revelation that in the end God will be dwelling among with his own people, and his people will be dwelling with him. Now, I don't know if there is a paradox there or not. I don't fully understand how they are connected. But if you read Genesis 6, you have to ask this question. What could have caused the programming of men and women of the day to have in their hearts evil, and everything that they would think and do had to do with evil? What went wrong? He says right at the very beginning, repent that he ever made us. So then he explains what happened, why he repented, why he was sorry he ever made us. So think about that. What would have caused such a separation between mankind, not humans, mankind, and God? Think about that. Read that. Don't read it just because you're... Think about what you're reading there. Something that I'm constantly dwelling on in my head. You know, are we doing that right now? Not all of us, obviously, because a lot of us are waking up where we don't want to get caught up in that shit, that quagmire. But think about that. What was so devastating that it actually caused a rift between us and God? It's an interesting question, because from that moment, there's been strife with mankind. And it seems like, and again, this is my perspective, not the actual interpretation, thus saith the Lord thing. I'm not saying that. But when you actually look at how I'm interpreting the whole historical aspect of the Old and New Testament, it seems like God was going through different resets and getting his people out of those resets. And there's been a filtration effect going on from that time till now, or from the future till then. How, like I said, it's a paradox. Something for you to think about. Something for you to contemplate. I'm not talking from a religious perspective, because I'm not a religious man. I keep telling everybody that. But I look at things like this and it makes me think, wow, what did mankind do to piss God off to that point that God wasn't enough? That everything they did was tied to evil. They weren't happy unless they were committing some kind of evil act. It doesn't make sense. God dwells with you and you're out there creating all kinds of havoc. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. I'm just trying to get you to think what could have caused a rift between mankind and God. Something, again, things like that make me go, wow, what did we do? You know, that kind of thing. So again, looking at everything that was going on today, Macron and France is going to screw those people that won't get the vaccine. Orwell 1984 is telling us that by the time when everything is complete, because they're talking back in the 1940s, I believe, or 50s when this thing was made, that they would have won, and in their winning, they would have changed the very course of language. More evil. Now we're talking about nano-injected genetic biotech weapon of mass extinction. Mass extinction. Not weapons of mass destruction. No, no, no. This is a weapons of mass extinction. You know, again, that's what we're dealing with. You know. And more validation about the circuitry of nanotechnology being in the body, and then they're using the injections as a means of getting it in there. It's already there. The foundation has already been established. Most of you have been suffering from nano poisoning for the last 30 or 40 years and not knowing what you've been suffering from. South Africa, again, devastated in poverty. That's going to be the rest of the world. That's the example I'm pointing out, because if this continues going the way it's going and we allow the elements on this planet that are running this planet continue, what they're dealing with in South Africa, you're going to deal with. It has nothing to do with corona, has nothing to do with COVID. It's total devastation. So, again, if you need, and I got also a big database there for you. For anybody who needs to explain the bioweaponry of the nano genetic material that they put into these injections, there's a whole plethora of information there. So I'm going to let it go at that. And I'm going to just at this point call it a show. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. I always tell you to read the Gospels. The message of salvation is there. John 3:16, John 3:17. It doesn't get any clearer than that. You know, the door is open to everybody. Read it. Read the Gospels. Read the letters. Read the book of Acts. Read Revelations. This is the playbook that they're going by. The more you read, the more you'll see. That simple. I also referenced up at the top of these shows, a lot of people there are trying to do things to help you in your understanding of how to defend and heal and whatever they're doing. Support them financially if you can, anybody and everybody, or whoever you decide. And if you are broke because you've lost your job over this fakery, you've lost your position to earn a living because your politicians have money invested in their factories, like Ford. Ford had $3 million when he got started. Now he's up to $50 million. He has profited by his legislation. I'm not. Why hasn't the RCMP arrested him? Who knows? Because you don't have the money because of leadership like this, don't worry about it. Share the information. Start an enterprise. Start something. Shine shoes. You know, grow gardens. Learn how to grow indoor gardens. Because that's where the future is going to be. Indoor gardens, not farms. Indoor gardens, because the farmland has already been depleted of nutrients and minerals since 1936. And with the chemtrail fallout on the soil, it's going to irreversibly affect the bacteria in the soil. And eventually, you may not be able to grow anything outside anymore anyway. Anybody mind from the Carolinas, I believe, tell me that he's going to a church and they're trying to get back to the ways of God. And I said, well, they got to go back to growing things in a greenhouse because the soil is dead. And I said, if they grow anything outside, all they're going to do is get contamination. The thinking of growing a garden and growing your own food has to change. You have to have a specific view of what's around you. So start, learn how to do that. There'll be a future in that. Trust me on that one. There are people that don't know how to do anything. They'll need you. Start an enterprise. Okay, if you got no money, share the information. Share it. All right, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health. Take care.